This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Can artificial intelligence help fix a city? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Leaders of the nearly two dozen countries who are members of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum will hold their big summit this fall in San Francisco. This is a city that's had trouble refocusing after its success taking quick action in the face of the pandemic. The enduring trend of remote work is just one reason. The rate of empty offices there is up to 32%. I've been speaking with the mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, about ways her city can better play to new trends in technology. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
There have been mass layoffs for tech workers across the country, but also in the Bay Area. Yet, the big topic fueling the stock market this year, right, is artificial intelligence. You could have another boom of a different kind in your region emerging here, but how do you keep it from happening 45 miles south of you in, I don't know, Santa Clara instead of San Francisco?
During the pandemic, we saw companies, you know, many of our tech companies, they started hiring workers like crazy. I mean, the numbers increased significantly. And so now, you know, they are adjusting to that here in San Francisco, although people are unfortunately still working from home in large numbers. But I'm excited about artificial intelligence, although it is definitely an industry that needs to be regulated appropriately so. Of the top 20 AI companies in the world, 16 are in the Bay Area and 11 in San Francisco. All of the investments, all of the folks and the talent, they want to be here. And so just recently, we declared it the AI capital of the world. We had, you know, a big conference and there have been others. And people are still motivated to be here and to develop this new technology. So we're going to continue to work with them very closely and make sure that San Francisco is a place that they want to stay.
So in a perverse way, I think this supports what you're just saying, although I doubt you would phrase it the way I'm about to phrase it. I was looking it up. The median, that is typical listing price for a place to buy a home in San Francisco, is still $1.3 million. And average rent is $3,600 a month. I mean, it's clearly strong demand.
Yeah, there is a strong demand, and it is very expensive to live here, which is one of the biggest challenges we have. But I will say that under the state, they required us through the housing element in the next 8 years to build at least 82,000 units. We have over 50,000 units that have been approved to be built in our city. You know, the state has a density bonus. The city has no say over whether or not this density bonus could be used when a project is approved to be built in the city, yet we have a lengthy process to talk about the state's density bonus, and developers have to go through this process, which actually has no authority to do anything. This is just an example of some of the bureaucratic burden that exists that delay housing and delay other things that we need to happen in our city.
Just really quick for people listening somewhere else, the density bonus, what's that?
So the state provide, if you're building a certain percentage of affordable housing that is included in your market rate housing development, you are allowed to increase your density, meaning add more units, which adds height to a building. If you were 8 stories, you could potentially add another 2 stories if you're adding more affordable housing. So I think ultimately, yes, it's expensive. And my hope is that we will do a better job with housing production so that we can get our city to a better, more reasonably affordable place. So it's not just about the people who make a lot of money that can afford to live here, or the people who are lucky enough to hit the lottery and get an affordable unit. We need to think about, what about those people in between? So we definitely need to be a lot more aggressive with housing production.
London Breed, Mayor of San Francisco. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The mayor and I also talked about ways San Francisco is trying to give vacant office space new life to ease the housing crunch there, or provide new room for the burgeoning biosciences sector. There's also the epidemic of fentanyl abuse, people with no places to live, and persistent city bureaucracy. Marketplace.org if you missed those parts of the conversation on the air today. The Financial Times saw a letter from an environmental law firm accusing the Big Four accounting firms of failing to account for many climate risks when auditing the financial reports of clients. The group Climate Earth says it hasn't gotten a response from the Global Public Policy Committee, which represents the big auditors Deloitte, EY, KPMG, and PwC.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Retail sales for June just came in today lower than expected. That may help keep lower interest rates from going much higher, but in that data, there are signs of strain. David Kelly is Chief Global Strategist at JP Morgan Funds. Hey there.
Morning.
How do you fit this latest data in with your views on if we're headed toward a hard or soft landing?
Well, it's still looking like a soft landing. These were slightly weaker than expected retail sales numbers, but we still think that we'll get more than 2% growth in the economy in the second quarter. So that still sounds okay. But if you look beneath the surface, you can clearly see some slowing down here. I'm particularly worried about food spending, which is falling and really has been falling for the last 2 years. And I think that indicates a lot of stress for lower and middle income households. About 60% of households say that they live paycheck to paycheck. So I think it's very important to keep an eye on that. And that's really why I think the economy really is slowing down here.
David Kelly, he's at JP Morgan Funds, the chief global strategist there. Always good to talk.
Thank you.
In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.